grateful for spacious skies.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line one of my favorite guests, and I bet she's your favorite guest, too. Her name is Joyce Riley. Joyce, how are you doing?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. That's very kind of you. Doing well.
All right. Well, you were going to talk a little bit about the UN Blue, what we specifically want to talk about today. Or if you want to change the subject, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I've never known you to be a loss to have something to say.
Well, you know, that's something you and I have in common, I think, because you can speak so well on so many subjects. In fact, we just posted your media monopoly that you wrote for newswithviews.com and our website on thepowerhour.com. The issue of the Chinese sending troops into Haiti is something that I think people need to be aware of. This is something we have feared for a long time, that the Haitians now have a justification, if you will, to utilize UN peacekeepers, and those UN peacekeepers are unfortunately from China. If you go to thepowerhour.com on the news section, scroll down just to the Power Hour News Service, you will see, you have to scroll down quite a ways, but you'll see the UN troops and the picture of them with the blue helmets. Now, this is nothing unique. We've seen it before. But at the Chechnyan disaster, in which, or in the Russian disaster, in which the Chechens were blamed for the atrocities of the children there in Russia a few weeks ago, you could also see UN blue uniforms there that were the Air Force UN blue uniforms. And if anybody has not seen those, there's several sites on the internet now. You just put in UN blue or tiger stripes. They're now called the blue and gray striped uniforms, and literally, the BDU militaries, or the battle dress uniform military uniform, is now that of UN blue. It is blue and gray to try and sort of take the pressure off of the color, but it's nothing other than UN blue. Now, if you watch the major news networks of recent, you have seen that they are switching the backgrounds of the news networks to a light blue color. All of them are switching. Pfizer Laboratories has switched its color of its logo. There's just so many of them that have done this. I can't recall them offhand right now. But a number of them, for whatever reason, have chosen to switch at the same time to the new UN blue color, as well as the backdrops of the news anchors. CNN changed to light blue. ESPN, of all things, you would think they would use powerful colors like primary colors, but no, they're using the UN blue also. So I think this is a transition. I think this, oh, by the way, also, many of the anchors now on CNN are wearing these blue shirts similar to the UN blue color. The State Department now has changed its coloration. The Department of Defense, when the Secretary of Defense the other day was making a statement, he had a bizarre light blue color in the background as opposed to what they're supposed to have, which is a navy color. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, Dr. Stan, but it's almost an insidious move toward trying to get us acquainted with this blue color so that it's not so unfamiliar. But it's very obvious what they're doing.
I have noticed that. I didn't give it any credence, so I thought, gee, isn't that interesting? A nice blue color there. But, you know, they play games with our minds. They know how, of course, to control our emotions and manipulators, and you know, it's really, it's a fascinating observation on your part.
Well, it's so obvious, because if you watch, and I do watch the sets of television, because we know that there are psyops people at CNN. In fact, I talked with one of the troops that had a good friend that had been assigned to CNN, and they had a number of people in the past that were there, They have now moved back and scaled back to where I understand there's only 10 or less.
Oh, now, hold that for just a minute. I'm going to have to introduce you to our listeners here. We have sort of missed that break, which I seldom do, but basically our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley of the Power Hour, and she's talking about how they're using PsychOps on television. Suddenly, so many of the backgrounds of the programs are blue. Now, that's the United Nations color, and you say, well, gee, what does that mean? It means they're playing games with our minds, ladies and gentlemen. They play games with our minds all the time. They can control our emotions, they control what we think, they control how we respond, they know how to make us laugh, they know how to make us cry, they know how to use music to manipulate the listeners of the programs, and of course they know how to destroy the morals of our society. They're doing a great job, but Joyce is pointing out that they are using increasingly in the backgrounds and the colors people are wearing a blue which they have never done before. I mean, ordinarily when we see our commentators, they're wearing a coat and a white shirt, but she's suggesting that we're going to see an increasing emphasis on this blue coloring in everything to acquaint us with the United Nations, because that is the color of the United Nations military emblems and the United Nations flag, and everything with the United Nations has to do with blue. So would you suggest people start watching?
Absolutely not. Don't watch television. Don't waste your time on it. But if you do have the TV on, or if you do glance at it, just note the background seems to be the same on every network. In fact, they are kind of doing the sort of like a background aura of the color. The other night I noticed on CNN Evening, one of the reporters, he was wearing a black pinstripe suit and this ridiculous color of blue shirt. And he looked like somebody right out of the mafia. I mean, it is not an attractive color. I've watched even the women, the females are now being dressed in this periodically, and it's hard to find blue, light blue, when it's starting to be fall and winter. There's really nothing in that color, so they look a little bit inappropriate when they're wearing these clothes. And I just think it's very obvious, very, very obvious what they're doing. So, you know, just as you glance at television, as you see that the commercials, Ditech.com, that's a commercial that you see about mortgage lenders. They've changed their color to a light blue. You just see many of them are now changing them now. So that means you must be right, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.